Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're right, mate. You seem a bit low. I've just got a fat face, haven't you?
I've got a fat face. And I've got...
The things that this podcast does to us.
Well, I had a tooth out on Monday. Mm. It turns out it's the biggest tooth in your mouth. Bigger than wisdom
teeth. All right. They're not out there.
No.
And sometimes doctors do that. They kind of try and make you sound special by going, that's probably one of the strangest teeth I've ever had to pull out. You go,
I'm not really in the mood for kind of little jovial... quips.
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine.
Okay,
Can we just get through
this? Yeah. Tell you what, no, come on, mate. I've got the idea.
What?
I've got an idea. I'm going to cheer you up. The quick game of football charades.
Oh, mate.
Let's do it. It's a quick game, it'll cheer you up. You love it, right? Okay. Right, okay. So.
Five words. First word. Statue.
No, what am I doing? If I'm not moving,
pausing.
I'm...
Pause still.
Good.
Still in the FA Cup.
Correct! Correct! Hey?
What are you doing?
Woo! Seven round the ones and twos. Rangers still on the road to FA Cup glory.
We drew.
I'll tell you what it's on.
Pumping.
Loftus Road's going to be rocking next Tuesday. I'm going to be there, as is Gary. QPR smiles all over the place.
Who's Gary?
My dad.
I know that.
Right, my dad. And we're still in it. Who's not in it? Arsenal aren't in it. Spurs aren't in it. Liverpool aren't in it. Embarrassing, isn't it?
Football. It's a tin. No one gives a shit about the FA Cup anymore.
Seems like your club's in disarray currently.
We don't care about the cups. We're above them, aren't we?
I'll tell you what will cheer you up. And welcome everyone to the One for the Weekend podcast, the best podcast you've never heard of. This is going to cheer you up. For those of you who have heard of the podcast and do listen all the way to the end, one, thank you for your attention and watch time. Two, make sure you're liking it as well. Three, Bagel Guy is updated. I was expecting a little bit more than that.
That's all I've got.
I saw it early doors. Bagel Guy had updated. Some of you guys might know this already. I messaged you both immediately, said don't look at it.
And for that reason, I haven't seen any of the comments this week. Which is frustrating because that's my favourite part of the week. Sitting down, nice cup of tea, read the comments.
Well, there are lots of comments that we'll be going through in the podcast today.
How many comments did we get this week?
That's a good question. I have no idea.
I don't think it was as much as normal.
Really?
It was about 300.
That's not enough.
Okay, well, let's raise up the checking in, please, from everyone.
Yeah, checking, some comments. don't need to say anything.
There were some nice messages as well. I spoke about a comment last week about people getting a bit annoyed about maybe a bit over bitting it. And not talking about football all the time. We put them in their place and generally a lot of positivity, which we appreciate.
But that was only one person.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so we need to carry on with our vision for this podcast, which we will do. I actually listened to the podcast for the first time.
How did it go?
Actually really good. I don't know if I should say it. It sounds like I'm not being genuine, but it was class to listen to on the plane. I took the missus to Lisbon and for her birthday. And yeah, listened to it. It was really, really good fun. The only problem was Tanvir wasn't mic'd up. But Tanvir is mic'd up today. We'll be testing Tanvir in just a second. Reasons to listen. So if you don't listen to it on iTunes yet, then go on iTunes, search One for the Weekend, subscribe, rate and review, and I will introduce other people to it with one of your reviews every single week. Now, this one's by Joe. He said, a treat for the eyes and the ears. Lovely.
That is lovely.
Yeah. Whether you watch on YouTube or listen on iTunes, this is a pod that always delivers. Intelligent football chat combined with segments on key topics, such as relationship advice and footballers' wangs, that are always good for a laugh. Tanvir, getting a mention, who seemingly started watching football last year, has been a great addition to the podcast, even if his football knowledge is suspect.
I love the fact that Adam has been so quickly forgotten. We thought he was integral. Yeah. Turns out he was just an
absolute. He was holding us back, if anything.
Just a gimp, weren't he?
Holding us back. This week on the podcast, we'll be going through the fixtures, the big games, Man City versus Arsenal, talking about those guys. We've got Who Am I? We might be heading off somewhere briefly. Where? Probably not in the mood for.
I'm not going to Twinkle.
We'll see where the podcast takes us.
Jim, I'm not going
to Twinkle. Someone's going to Twinkle because I've worked hard on that.
Tanville will go to Twinkle.
Curious footballers, Wangs, and two updates. One from erectile dysfunction and one from Bagel Guy. We've all been rooting for. I like more of that later.
I've been waiting for the erectile dysfunction.
I missed that guy.
Just a quick thing on Footballers Wangs before we really get into the podcast. There was a video of Footballers Wangs that surfaced on the internet.
Ryan Giggs?
Yeah.
Yes.
The guy just in the toilet videoing Ryan Giggs up a wee.
Giggsy!
Yeah, Giggsy! And the great thing is that all Ryan Giggs is doing is trying to palm him away because he can't leave the urinal because he's got his cock in his hand. So he's just literally going, just reaching. Just going, stop it, mate.
Sure, I'll tell you what, if that cock could talk. Oh. If that cock could talk.
Oh, it's been up some.
It'd have some stories,
terrible
isn't it?
Places.
Unbelievable. You think of all
thick grime around the
membrane around it. Of all the footballers' wangs out there, that one should have its own memoir.
Utter scumbag. Like up there with the biggest scumbags on earth. Him, John Terry, and Paul Terry, the three biggest scumbags in terms of shagging around. Paul Terry shagged. a goalkeeper, one of his partners, one of his players, teammates' wife.
Players' teammate.
Hartlepool.
All right, teammate's wife.
Do you know what the goalkeeper did?
What?
He hanged himself because of it. Paul Terry.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. Well, I'm just saying. Look. Ryan Giggs, Paul Terry, John Terry.
Okay. Those are the views of Flav. John H. Just checking in, lads. Good. Everyone else makes sure you do the same this time. Does life get worse than when she says, don't stop, but all you want to say is, don't move? Hashtag don't move. Last week, do you remember?
Right.
So we had don't move. I don't know how we even got onto it. I think you brought it up.
Yeah.
Have you ever, during intercourse, ever gone, don't move?
The problem is when she says, don't stop, I'm like, shit, that gets me going. So if she says, don't stop, then I'm closer to having to stop.
Funny you should say that.
Should we move on to football and do this after?
We will. Okay, I'll come back to that. There's another don't move to be discussed. So for those of you who don't know, Tanvir is a young whippersnapper who does the ones and twos for the podcast. We brought him in and we thought we'd test his footballing knowledge.
Football.
He knows absolutely nothing. So much so that we've got to the point where people are offering up players who are legends of the game. And we're testing Tanvir to find out if he actually knows them.
And his hit rate is appalling.
It's woeful. Although, he had a good week last week and then you ruined it. Who's Rafael Van der Vaart?
I actually got every single player and then you ruined it.
I didn't ruin it, you ruined it.
So this is how it works. We asked Tanvir, we say a footballer's name and he's got to know the position that they play in and the club, a club that they play for. Pretty easy, right?
Really easy.
Right, let's go. Sam Haas has asked, well, first of all, you said, great editing, Tanvir. Wow, keep up the good work.
Very good.
Sorry, that was the sweetener before we get into this mire that is your football knowledge. Jonah asks this, does Tanvir know Paolo Di Canio? Paolo Di Canio.
If he knew, he'd have answered by now.
Do you play for AC Milan?
I think he did. Fuck that. That's a guess.
Position?
I'll put it by AC Milan. He doesn't know. He's not guessing, and he doesn't know. Incredible. West Ham, forward. Next one.
Yeah. Well done, mate.
I'm just letting him know, so he can remember.
Right, okay, next one. Thomas asked, does Tanvir know... I'm so scared of this one. This is a good one. Because he is a legend of the game. Somehow this twat might not know who he is. Paolo Maldini.
He played for AC Milan.
He did play for AC Milan. What position?
Defender.
Good.
Can you be more specific?
No. No. What's wrong with what I said?
You work for a football media company.
Mate, that's what's right, my job is not to know any of this stuff.
Can't see him getting this one.
Better off about it.
Cannot see him getting this one at all. Jacob asks, testing Tanvir, does he know who Faustino Asprilla is?
Nah, you won't.
What, you're telling me both of you know who that is?
how about
Do you know what I want you to do?
Do you know who Teddy Sheringham is?
Yeah. Man United.
Yeah, how long it took? Yeah, Man United, my team, right. What I thought.
Okay, get your options in for Tanvir. We'll test him again next week. Right. Had a quick look at the fixtures.
Two derbies.
One or two derbies. Would you believe it? Unbelievable. A few people helped me out. Thanks again. You will get your shout out. First of all, Alcott stepping up to the plate. It's Spurs Newcastle. 12:30 kickoff. Buzzing for it. No?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is the best ever Premier League managers never to win the Premier League title derby.
What, Benitez and...
Benitez and Pochettino. Would you agree with that? Is there a better manager that in the Premier League at any point, aside from Ian Holloway and Gerry Francis, who didn't win the Premier League?
That is a good shout.
I nearly went Barry Redknapp there. They can't lace their boots, can they?
No, of course not. Probably not.
Is there a better manager than Pochettino right now? If there's an all-time list and someone that's done better,
it depends who you're talking to. Because a lot of anybody outside of Tottenham will go, "Well, what's he won?"
Mm. Martin O'Neill won the League Cup.
So, Benitez has done it all over the place. So you'd have to say Benitez is probably
would be above Pochettino.
Probably, yeah. Just, I mean, look what he's done. That's everywhere he's gone.
Benitez is all over Twitter. Beating Man City, massive shock. And the old glass, he does this at the end of a game. Have you noticed that?
Job done.
Yeah. Doesn't say a word, doesn't really celebrate. That is
takes his glasses
slowly
off.
Becoming a thing. Full whistle goes.
Seen it all before. Job done.
Yes, I've done
did you
it again
watch it
with
again?
My power of my mind. I didn't, I'm afraid. Did you?
Got to be honest, I didn't even know they played.
No, you didn't.
you told me the score when I came in and I was very surprised.
Good thing with me is, because I wanted to do my due diligence, I watched the highlights, it was the usual stuff. Newcastle on the break, even when they didn't have many other chances apart from the goals. The penalty from Richie could have been saved. But then I listened to a few different podcasts talking about it and how they look at Man City. And I know we talk about this a lot, but like this is the same team that's won 8 on the spin and scored 30 goals. And the way that they were all talking about Man City, it was like, it made me think that I feel like it's got to a point where it's really patronising to all the other teams, that there's surely no chance that they could ever win a game against these other teams. It's like everyone's forgot how many variables are involved in a game of football and how easy it is for these slip-ups for a Man City side to occur.
Well, it's football, isn't it? I mean, you can financially dope all you like.
Love that one.
Allegedly.
No, it's not allegedly. It's fact.
I was in the works and he was very clear the other day. And it's a fact.
Yeah.
But football is still the beautiful game. And you can still...
Do you know the way that people...
less likely.
The way that people put forward games and talk about it and set it up as people working in football media. I feel like people have forgotten the one where you go... Anything could happen in this game. Mm. You know, Newcastle could get something. They're at home. Yeah. You don't know. Everyone's just kind of like given up on it.
Less and less likely, that's all.
Because everyone's looking at the fixtures and going, oh, well, that's it now because neither of them have got to play anyone hard. And again, I think that's patronising to the teams that have got to play. Also, Man City now, it gets even harder for them. So next week they've got, in the same week, Arsenal, Everton, Chelsea, all in the Premier League.
I mean, that...
That's tough.
It is tough, but I would have thought that on another day Man City would have won that game comfortably.
Yeah.
I'd imagine their XG was through the roof.
It was through the roof. It always is. I don't know what it is.
It must. All right, let's guess, 2.8.
Sure.
Right? And Arsenal's defence is, I mean, by their own admission, everyone's seen like AFTV. Been enjoying that.
Previously known as Arsenal Fan TV.
So they've got problems at the back. So I think on another day, Man City win that game comfortably. The result wasn't what they wanted, but it's just football, isn't it?
Yeah.
Football.
It is. And well, Burnley did the same kind of thing to Man United, and Man United just about got out of it. Well, I guess they got a draw.
I missed that one.
Fuck it.
Really?
Yeah, what was the score?
Even Tam is annoyed.
2-2.
2-2. 87 minutes gone.
Really?
2-0 up they were.
Fuck!
Mighty Burnley. Really missed it, didn't you?
Wheels are coming off. Really? Wheels are coming off.
No, to be fair, we actually almost came back and won the whole thing.
Wheels
first one should have been a pen. Second one was a pen. Pogba put it away, and then Lindelof right.
Can you just tell him to stop talking about football?
What wheels
like
are
anything you say okay. is irrelevant.
No, because I watch. I watch football
what,
now.
Because he doesn't know clientele.
He does. He knows.
He
stuff.
Doesn't he's know who Dennis Irwin is.
Do you not know who Dennis Irwin is?
Yeah, Man United.
That's mind blowing. The next three. Do you know what I was thinking as well with this period of the season? I know the whole of the season is important, but having been in all of this for a few years now, it does feel like the crunch time is January, February for teams. Like Chelsea over the last couple of years, it's in that period where you fall away or you're able to stick it out.
There's so much football. Everyone's playing three times a week. You know, Spurs have played so much football over the last, because we've been in every cup competition. Not anymore. Out of both now. Feels great. Spurs are, you know, this is the make or break time of the season. This is where you see what you're made of and how, whether the tactics are, because the more games you play, the less able you are to employ the tactics that have been bestowed upon you by your manager. Mm. So you're playing three times in a week. We've got a team that I hope to never see Spurs play again, the game against Palace, where it's just complete madness. The side had hodgepodge in the most extreme, left back and right back and Dyer on the left-hand side of midfield. But it's because of the velocity of games that are coming through that it's about the players at that point. And it's, you know, how well can you maintain that kind of mental strength? How well can you see the manager's plan through when you're playing 180 minutes, sometimes 260 minutes in a week?
Yeah. I mean, it highlights as well that if you think of previous
270 years, minutes.
Do you know what Fergie was able to do so well at Man United? Alex Ferguson, that's Tanvir. He was used to manage Man United for quite some time. He would always talk about how you need eight quality players and then a couple of workers a lot of the time. You can win games with eight key players as long as you've got enough of them. And that's how he was able to rotate his squad so well to deal with all of those different competitions and keep winning again and again and again. I think this is such a clear period, January and February, where you really, really see the deficiencies in all of the different squads.
Yeah.
In particular, the big teams. Mm. The top teams.
They're not having it their own way.
Well, yeah. And because you're a little bit more tired and everyone else is a little bit more tired, it comes down to those squad players. And I think you've seen with Arsenal the problems that they've had when they've had some really bad luck with their injuries. But what we thought at the start of the season, there are those highs and lows. But these moments in January, and like we're saying in previous Januaries and Februaries, it's always the same thing. When they are a little bit stretched and it comes into the knockout phases of competitions, it all becomes a bit more glaring, and that ends up depicting the whole story of your season. For Spurs, it's the same thing. It's you're a couple of players short, not a lot, but a couple of players short, and then add a few injuries that comes up and down any season, any part of the season. Mm. And that's what's happened to you guys. Chelsea, it's the same thing for last two seasons. The strikers weren't good enough, but at the start of the season when, you know, everyone's got you've got a new manager often, or they've got, you know, you've got players with that kind of energy to get going. They're not worn down. Oh, well, Hazard's not totally, you're not totally reliant on that one player. Again, you can win a lot of games, but when it gets to January and February, with the amount of games, it really puts a spotlight on those big teams. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer each season. They need to change.
Yeah, those big teams are playing more games than most other people because of European Cup competitions, because they're going further in the Cups. Like Man City, I think they've probably played more games than anyone else in the league currently.
So many games, and it's not stopping at all for them as well. And that's the other thing with all these competitions is the longer you're in them, the longer, not as much the amount of games, but the lack of a break. Like I think that's another massive thing for Liverpool, who are playing tonight. They're playing, they've had a week's rest pretty much because of the FA Cup, because they've gone out of that one. Fortunately, even in that FA Cup defeat, they didn't really get much. They weren't really kind of like dug out for that.
Yeah, because no one cares a shit about the FA Cup, but unless unless Pochettino makes a narrative about it.
Are you a bit annoyed at him for doing that then?
I don't understand.
How would he get out of that though? He knows it's the elephant in the room.
It just sounds like we're stretched. We haven't got the bodies. We put out the best team we could. Problem solved. In those three sentences. Not
League Cup as well, you would have gone in previous years you would have gone through on away goals, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's another one.
That's such a tiny thing, isn't it? It's crazy.
It's always something.
But I do. I think with Leicester a few years ago, and look, Liverpool are a team that's improved its squad, but also I feel like it's the little breaks and the way the fixtures are, it's working for Liverpool as well. When they end up winning the league, which it looks like they will do.
Imagine if they slipped up now.
They could do. I don't think it would be.
Tanvir, what am I referring to when I say imagine if they slip up now?
Stevie G.
Yeah.
I definitely know that one.
Does he? I was chatting to Chris Pajak.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Redman. And he, I was saying, as much as it's about you slipping up or the possibility of you slipping up, I don't think you're, it's in their hands, but they, if they lost, they wouldn't have thrown it away. My point is that Liverpool have to win such a high percentage of their games. And I know that's an obvious thing,
yeah,
but the margins are so fine now that...
I mean, they've got a gap. They've got a buffer.
They've got enough. But the gap that they've
what
had
are you saying?
The FA Cup,
are you saying that if they don't win the league at this stage, that they haven't bottled it?
I think it's short-sighted to go, Newcastle have lost one game. That means they're not an unbelievable side.
Yeah,
and I also think that it's patronising to say that Liverpool won't drop points this season, because I know they've done brilliantly up to now, but pressure's an amazing thing.
I mean, anything can happen.
But another one, they got West Ham on Monday. That's, again, it's another bit of a break for them. It's the spacing of it as well.
Yeah, it's been perfect quite helpful for them, really. And West Ham, you know, they're facing West Ham. Arnautovic looks like he's out for the season. They just got pumped the other day, didn't they? So, you know, it's good. It's good for Liverpool. It's good for them. Good for them.
Right.
Jeez!
Whoa!
Holy shit, son!
Whoa!
Oh my God! Do you see this, Tavia?
Mate, absolute fire.
He thinks that this is. I'm too old for these trainers.
I think you. That they're great.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Amazingly, you're too young for those socks. So maybe it does. It kind of balances itself out. They are great.
If you had some white socks,
what colour would you? What colourway would you say that is?
I would say that's kind of a mist.
A mist. An Egyptian sand.
Or grey.
Just to run through the other fixtures, a few derby games there. Brighton versus Watford, 3 p.m. John G. Howard saying this is the... do you miss the excitement of a relegation battle? Derby. Burnley versus Southampton. John, at it again, is the Europa League was a step too far derby. Chelsea versus Huddersfield isn't a derby. Everton versus Wolves, which is the Portuguese invasion derby. They're struggling, aren't they, Everton?
Good.
Yeah. Growing pains, I think it is.
I mean, I quite like the fact that they went to Watford, destabled that entire football club.
I feel like you should look at Everton and go, yeah, I understand you, brother.
I know.
I was there myself.
I understand that.
Why can't you?
Because
you shit on everyone.
I look back at them and I think it's like going back to the house you was abused in. I don't want to look at that anymore.
Sure. Everton fans could be screaming at the fact that they went out to Millwall in the FA Cup. That is a team as well. The mighty Millwall.
Mate, can we just address the racist chanting?
I love it.
You enjoyed it, did you?
You loved it.
I would rather be a than a Scouse.
Well, yeah. Why did you enjoy it?
I just thought it was funny.
Right. It's not funny.
Okay.
I mean, actually, look, if you're not outraged, what do I have to be? But what I'm saying is I it's not even like if you're racist, mate, do what you want, like say what you want. I don't give a shit, but just be prepared for the consequences. So if you're going to be racist, someone might spark you out.
Mm.
That shit happens, right?
Right.
Or learn your ways and be a better person, whatever, right?
Sure.
But I don't care. But the stupidity.
So you're not offended by the racism, offended by the stupidity.
Yes, I am. Yeah. The stupidity. It's 2019.
Yeah.
There are camera phones everywhere. Is it a televised game? Yeah. Televised game.
BBC.
BBC.
I think.
And you're singing I'd rather be Scouse. It's like beyond, blows my mind. It doesn't surprise me.
But
that,
if they're stupid enough to find that funny, surely they're stupid enough to chant it.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
So that should wipe away your frustration.
I just like, just be a bit more savvy with your racism.
Wow.
Out of all the things you could have said.
He's joking. Flav is joking.
Of course I'm joking.
Thank God.
Why would I take exception? Why would I bring this up as a talking point?
if I didn't think it needed to be addressed?
I just wanted it to be clear because people might be listening on the podcast available on iTunes. Right.
Yeah, it's fucking unbelievable. In this day and age, that people would
just weaken it.
It's poor. It's just we don't deserve this game. You know that.
Well, I do.
Yeah, you do.
I appreciate it.
You're not a racist.
Yeah, I'm hoping for an Everton win there in the
I reckon you have some entrenched racism in you because of your privileged upbringing.
I think we're all subconsciously been brainwashed in some way, shape, or form, and that's how it's a being aware of that that's going to allow us to grow as people.
Yeah, so you stop yourself before you say something. So what you think and what you say are two different things. You know? Yeah, I've heard you. When you're on your own, muttering to yourself.
That's not true.
Fucking hate that time.
I've heard that as well. Yeah.
You had it, innit? Like the racist mutterings of James Alcott.
I hate you, Tanvir, purely on your character.
I mean, I'd say character's part of his culture as well, isn't he? Character's formed that
culture. Yeah, it's not my fault.
So
that's
you're
true.
Saying you hate him because of his culture?
And my family.
And his
skin tenuous link. That is a very tenuous
and he's very dark penis.
How can I be racist?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Expand on that one.
How can I be racist? Let me know.
you're saying
he's
that
referring to
you're married to a Oriental lady.
She's, yeah.
And she's the love of your
and
life.
And I love her.
You're half Oriental.
All right, let's move on.
That's like saying I have black friends.
I'm for it. I am. I'm an ethnic minority because my children will be. Right?
No.
Leicester versus Man United, DH Ruv 07 Sharma. We can't make up our minds about our current manager Derby, Puel and Solskjaer. Who's more likely to be there at the start of next season? Puel or Solskjaer?
They'll both be gone, 100%.
Can we have a Solskjaer update, Tanvir? He's your manager.
Wheels are coming off.
There aren't any wheels coming off.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Nothing's gone wrong.
Do you want him to Burnley at home?
I probably feel like if there was a chance we could get someone like Poch, then we should go for Poch.
You know who Poch is?
But, you hear what Poch said?
Poch says he gives the most mental interviews. Like he'll contradict himself four times in a single press conference.
Clever.
He knows what he's doing.
Because they can go.
It's very frustrating. Yeah. You're like, he's staying with us 20 years. And then he's saying, well, I might not be here next season.
He said, I can't promise that. When asked if he would be at the club next season, it depends on the mood of my chairman and the decision of the company. It's not my decision. I signed a 5-year contract, but that doesn't mean I'll be here forever.
you read that as the same. It's up to the chairman when I go.
But do you want Solskjaer? You don't want Solskjaer to have a job?
If it keeps going well, we get far in the Champions League and we get top four, then yeah.
Neymar injured, out for 10 weeks. So, but they're going to win the Champions League, Flav, by the way. You're going to win it.
I'm looking.
You're gonna go that, yeah. Deep.
If they win it, does that mean it goes to top three? That's shit your pants time. That is.
That
would just be like, fucking apt.
That would be hilarious.
It'd be for the second time in like 8 years.
Do you know what the ultimate annoyance for you would be? Man United win the Champions League, finish sixth. Mm. You finish fourth. So they get the Champions League spot. You don't. And then they still take part. That could easily happen.
That could easily happen. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That would be tough.
Because as good as Solskjaer's been, Man United guys would go up to Poch and go, Champions League football. And he goes,
a real budget.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
You could win trophies.
I mean, I think.
Do you want to be ironic as well? It wouldn't be a bit. The fact that he's saying top four is more important. Actually, the trophy would have been more important, oh my God, than the top four. Wow. God, I'm good.
Well, if Poch doesn't, if we don't qualify for the Champions League now, then perhaps he should go.
What?
Maybe he should go to Man United. I'll get sick of him.
Yeah, you had enough of you.
Poch out.
Whoa. Poch out. Do that every show
sick.
Now.
I'm getting sick of that moon-faced prick.
I like his hair.
I'm on lots of painkillers, I'm not.
Yeah,
what I'm
stick
saying.
With us.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Man City versus Arsenal on Sunday. We're doing that on the kickoff. Manchester City versus Arsenal is the Richard Wright bench derby. Warm the bench for both clubs.
James, this has been going on for ages.
It has, but I was kind of interspersing it with football chat.
That's true.
Different.
Good.
Mixing it up every
Let's
single week.
Let's run through them.
Right.
How many more?
That's it. And it's West Ham Liverpool on Monday, which I haven't got one for. Yeah, last week, for those of you... Actually, I'm not going to explain it again. We did the old don't move thing, didn't we? I just thought it was funny. I just love, I love our community of people in the comment section. We're talking about sex and when
don't move.
And there were just two that I just found really funny, which are in really bad shape now. That's really annoying. Right, I've got to get close to read this. I can't see what it is.
You're not blocking your mic, are you?
Might be. I don't know.
Just read it.
I can't read. I can't see it. I literally can't see it. It's blurred for some reason.
Give it.
You won't be able to read it.
Let me have a look.
Fuck, James.
Actually, I've got it on screenshots. I know I can't. Ah, it's all going wrong. Hang on, I can read it.
Surely you looked at that.
I had to tell my girl not to move a few nights back. She failed to listen. I blew a gasket. 10 minutes later, we went again. She got off twice, and I couldn't muster it up. I was upset, but she hasn't been this happy with me in months.
You were upset?
Yeah.
It's all about giving, not taking.
Another guy, I'm really sorry, I haven't got your name. He said, I've had to politely just say no before when a girl asked me to do it harder. Absolute nightmare. Hashtag please don't move.
No.
Just no. Sorry, but I can't.
Sorry, I can't. I mean, yeah, we've all done that one as well.
Is there any positions where you're like, oh no, I can't, because if I do, it's going to...
I know, I do have one. Where she's facing downwards, you're on top, and then like... Where she's laying.
So no, in my head, she's doing this.
No. Where she's.
And you're sort of like on top of her like this.
Oh my god!
Got it.
You're like on top of her like this.
Oh, mate, you're about to die. When she's laying downwards and you're on top of her, and then you're doing her from behind, on top.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Don't say doing that. Say make.
You're having sex with her from on top and from behind.
So, like, she's in the prone position.
It's not doggy or anything, but it's like she's lying flat. Laying down. Yeah.
Or just like the leg hitched up slightly. Whoa.
No, that's the laziest.
What?
That's like the shittest sort of sex. It's like, oh yeah, like, oh, we've just woken up. We'll have some sex.
No. It's not. It's when it's intentional. Yeah. I don't know. It gets me. What gets you? Let us in the comments below. Over 18s only.
We just keep making this.
What gets you off?
I wasn't ready for you again.
Fuck me.
Just do it.
That'd be funny. The last one. Last week we asked you, 114 caps before retiring from international football in 2014. Since I moved to England in 2004, I've played for three clubs who have all won the Champions League this millennium. I've also won an FA Cup and league titles in two other countries. Who am I? What?
Such a thing in a time.
What?
I still have no idea what position you're talking about.
What?
I just got lost. Like, I'm sure it's
she's
normal.
Laying, looking downwards, flat, and you're on top of her.
Oh, she's right. She's right. Okay.
That's it.
That's how I sleep.
What?
Don't worry.
True.
The answer is Xavi Alonso. Okay. This right. Week on. Danny Welbeck became the sixth Englishman to score a hat-trick in the Champions League.
When?
Name the previous five.
That's more of a who are we?
Englishman.
Yeah, who were they?
What are you, Englishman?
Englishman, yep. Five others. Let us know in the comments below. Don't, if you go, actually, yeah, just rhyme all day.
Englishman.
All right, we've not got
the Heskey.
Hmm?
Heskey?
No.
Owen?
Yeah.
Fowler?
No. Let's keep it moving. Didn't happen. Got a couple more this week. Got a proper didn't happen this week. Thank you very much, Usmail Ali. Who's been on a few times on the pod. A few weeks ago, near the start of January, my sister and I went on a quick trip to Westfield Shopping Centre in Shepherd's Bush. Whoa. I was looking for some new shoes, and also I was in a hurry as it was getting late and I didn't want the store to close. After I bought my shoes, we overheard a conversation that Ben's Cookies, which was just outside, were giving away free bags of cookies. Now, I love Ben's Cookies. Right, you're waffling on it. Now, I love Ben's Cookies, and so I was in a rush to go there and left my sister, who was looking at some clothes she liked. I was walking at a brisk pace, and whilst looking back, accidentally clattered into someone. I turned around to apologise for my rudeness, as I didn't want a confrontation. I turned around to the short, muscular man I'd walked into and saw the most wonderful face. And guess who it is?
Shaqiri.
Shaqiri? it was none other than N'Golo Kanté.
Oh.
I was in shock, being in the presence of a World Cup winner, and we exchanged a few words. I told him that I was a United fan, and he sighed in a jokey way. We then said our goodbyes, and I got a free white chunky chocolate chip cookie. What a day. Did it happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so a bit boring. It's not that great of a story, is it?
Boring story.
If he'd have told me the one where Kanté had gone to his house, watched the FIFA with him, and then prayed with him, then I'd have been like, you know what?
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, you heard
but
that
all
story.
He's done is actually just bumped into Kanté.
Yeah, that story is mental. And if yeah, it wasn't, was didn't have photographic evidence, you wouldn't believe it. But, like, we're busy people. All right, what, who is that?
No, don't go on him. Usmail.
He's been on a few times. Oh,
we're busy people, mate, all right?
Well, I've put it in the podcast. It's on me.
No, it ain't. It's on him because he wrote it and I have to read it. I might go about reading that once and that would have wasted 2 minutes of my time.
But you never actually read it.
I wasn't allowed because I wasn't allowed in the comments.
I also wasn't allowed in the comments.
I apologise. Sorry, it's fine, I've it's gone fine. Too far again.
It's an oldie, but it's a goodie. I saw this in the comments last week. Steve Earle.
I'm the prick.
He said... he's got
to move on here.
He's got a new idea.
Yes.
New segment.
Oh, yeah.
Niche football facts.
Ooh.
A la the corner flag one. Is that the corner flag one?
I like that. That was good.
That was good.
I've told lots of people that.
I'm not sure. Yeah. Someone disputed that slightly. But I'm sticking with you. I think you're right.
It doesn't matter.
Didn't happen.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
So, sorry. Did I say that fact?
You said the corner flag.
You didn't tell me.
No, you read it off one of those cards that you had last week.
Yeah, some of the flags.
Oh, right. That was it. Yeah, but so that's printed. That's in paper. So that means it's true. Just some
that's good point.
Guy's opinion on YouTube.
Good point.
Was he a ref? Do you remember the FA?
He didn't say.
He just disputed it.
He did dispute it slightly. Fred, QO1, said, another strange rule is, this is brilliant, if the goalkeeper kicks the ball in his own net from a goal kick, the other team get a corner.
That's what? Not true.
That's actually
true.
Yeah.
You just do it for a laugh.
Yeah.
You just see what
you waste time, can you?
Yeah, if you're like 5-1 up or 5-0 up or something.
Yeah. You know that
you
thing?
You put it in the net and everyone be going, what have you done? It's all right, lads. Just a corner. And the ref goes, no, it's goal.
Yep, that's one of the pettiest things
that
in
doesn't
football.
Make any sense, by the way.
Yeah. It's strange, isn't it? Is that true?
Is that true? Find out. Let us know.
One of the pettiest things in football. You know when, right, so it's probably would happen in a Man United game. 2-0 down, 2-0 up, sorry, and you can see the goal. And then whoever's in the goal tries to get a hold of the ball and just like hold on to it and not let them run the ball back quickly.
Yeah.
I find that really... And then they end up having like a tug of war fight.
Yeah, it's just
proper
petty,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's pathetic. Like, launch it into the stand if you're going to do it. Don't hold it like this.
Take the book in.
Yeah.
So,
is there any more of those?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Go on, I like these. He's good.
Because I was thinking this might be perfect for a little trip. It's been a while. See the Tanzania one. Little Twinkles trip. Yes.
Yeah, no one
goes. Fully, mate.
No one goes clubbing with a tooth up.
Yeah, they do. Because they drink it away. Drink away the pain.
Can I not be a girl? Can I just be a gay bloke you like?
Yeah, that's fine. So if you need these guys, we've had stat nuggets in the past that you've used in a club to chat up a bird. What about some niche facts? Get those involved as well. Here we go. Right, boy.
Right, mate.
Right, mate, yeah. Is that how it works?
What?
Did I say mate?
I'm not going to do the stereotypical gay camp voice, am I?
Are
it's
you not?
Offensive.
Well, okay.
Right, mate.
Yeah. Not sure about this place.
It's gay bar, isn't it?
Well, it's no, not
it's
like
called
that.
Bingo.
No, I'm just saying it's a bit worn. It seems a bit worn.
Oh, right.
Bit of a shit heap, isn't it? Speaking of shit heaps, in Gaelic, Pittodrie, the home of Aberdeen, roughly translates as shit heap.
That weren't as good as the other two.
So, you got brothers, sisters?
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple.
Yeah. And parents?
They're alive.
They're alive, are they? Motherwell?
Yeah, she's fine.
Speaking of Motherwell, the highest amount of goals scored by half time occurred in 1954 when Motherwell and Dumbarton played out a huge 6-6 draw. Motherwell were 6-4 up at the end of the first half. A huge 10 first half goals.
Lovely.
That was quite good, wasn't it?
Up and down.
Tell you what, you are fit. I want to get my hands on you. I want to be roaming all over you. Right. Speaking of roaming, Manchester United defender Nemanja Vidic is the only Premier League player whose last name is completely made up of Roman numerals. V-I-D, which is 500, I, which is 1, and C, which is 100.
Very good.
Finally. How old are you then?
I'm 37.
37?
Mm.
So you're in your fourth decade, are you?
Yeah.
Speaking of four decades, arguably Finland's finest, greatest ever player, Jari Litmanen, holds an incredibly unique distinction. He is the only footballer to have played international football in four different decades. Made his debut in 89, was a regular for the 90s and noughties before making his final appearance in 2010.
Amazing. Who did he play for? Finland.
Played for everyone. Finland, yeah.
I mean, that's why, innit?
Get your coat. I like it when you're a girl. I think it's better when you're a girl.
I just... Well,
a bit more into it, don't you?
Can't.
Great niche facts. Take them into your weekend
like
and enjoy.
Tell me...
I had one more.
Is this... all of those, are they from the same source as...
No. They're like from a different thing, though.
I like those
good
ones.
Niche I prefer the rule one.
That's better.
Like the goalkeeper.
Let's get
thing,
some more of those rules.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah. We can read a few of those out. Right, footballers wangs time. I'm worried about what we're creating here.
What are you worried about?
It's just getting... I just get a lot of tweets at the weekend about anything that's got any kind of cockatation.
Oh, I got some DMs.
So you got
asking for
no,
cock.
You didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
No way. People
sent me some cocks.
Are you serious?
Positive, I'll show you.
Okay, whilst you're finding them, the big one was, well, say big one, Gary Lineker, who, he tweeted this. Well, that was a first. Went to the loo in the stand post-match and a Millwall fan was taking it. Oh, oh my God. Very bulbous.
Hang on.
The Millwall fan was taking a picture of me peeing. Hope he doesn't appear on social media. It's bloody freezing. Now, what's frightening... Oh, it's happened again. What's a bit frightening is Alan Reid commented on the podcast, I think it was on the same day, saying, hashtag footballers wangs. All right, lads, just checking in. On the train back from Millwall versus Everton, but before the game, I spotted Gary Lineker peeing. I couldn't help but look. From what I saw... He was average at best, but in his defence, it was freezing.
Yeah.
Now, was that before the fact or after the fact? I don't know. But what I'm worried about is this is getting out of hand.
Why?
Not the cocks, the looking at the cocks.
You mean because we're encouraging people to look at other people's winkies?
It's just, I don't want to be known for this.
I'm happy to be known for it.
Was that the only DM you got, that one?
There's another one, and the guy said, the file's too big, so I can't see it.
Is that banter?
Yeah, it's banter, but I did go at lengths to think, just to make sure it wasn't an IT issue.
Did you?
In case I missed some dick. But yeah, just one dick. But yeah.
Okay. Find away time. Jason Holliston. The year is 2012, and Arsenal are playing Liverpool at Anfield. I was living in South Korea, and my wife's sister had recently left the country. We were tasked to pack up her apartment and box all her shit she had left behind. I knew that the TV had very little reception, so I followed the score updates on my phone while packing. The score stood at 1-1. and I became more eager to pack faster in the hope that I may be able to see any sort of footage paired with the Korean commentary. I picked up the pace and got the job done. I switched the TV on in the 75th minute and I could just about make out some of the match footage. The visuals were completely grainy and in black and white, but the Korean commentary was clear. Now, the only problem is that my hard work had somehow impressed my wife to the point that she started getting frisky with me. Tricky. My mate once, he's getting a blowjob, and he said it's taking a while, and he was sort of, you know, cause sometimes like you look down for a bit and then you kind of, he saw his telly was up there and he saw his remote was like just there, so he kind of went. And he said, I was really quick with it. I went, so he turned it on mute. And you just watch Sky Sports News for a bit. Anyway.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I mean.
I've been playing games on the Xbox whilst getting a blowjob. It's quite nice.
Again, a blowjob on the old Xbox.
No.
Where are we?
Where's the romance? Where's the romance anymore? where is it?
I know.
Is it here?
Oh, it's here. It's right here. So we started canoodling while the game went on in the background. The game reached injury time, and by this time my own whistle was about to blow. Amazingly, in the 92nd minute, just as I let off a rocket, Robin van Persie lashed in the winner. The Korean commentary went mad. Many emotions. He found a way.
Brilliant.
Sort of.
I loved it.
He synced himself up.
Right, we finish off. Oh no, I've had an absolute nightmare. We finished off with Flames advice. Now, I need to find these comments because it's all blurry and we've got an update from Bagel Advice and Erectile Dysfunction. So, Flav, can you just explain what Flames Advice is to anyone who's new to the podcast and somehow has stuck with us this long?
Flames is Flav and James. It's like we've amalgamated it so that we look like a pair of wankers. And we got so bored about talking about football because football is boring fundamentally most of the time. That we thought, why don't we entertain ourselves? Let's be a little bit kind of self-indulgent and egotistical and think that we have some sort of experience in life that would enable you to overcome some sort of problem that you have in yours.
Yes.
That's it.
Great. James, not me, other James, he's stumbled across a similar feeling towards Flames Advice. He says, just checking, I just want to let you know that I'm onto you two. Hiring sexy male players to be cameramen / editors. I think he's talking about you, Tavi. Well, have you written this?
Okay.
He is a sexy male player.
Yeah, he's sexy. Have you seen his traps? See his traps last week?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Have you been going to gym this week? You haven't been going to gym for 2 weeks. All the hard work you've been doing, everything you put into it, and you're shitting it down the toilet.
I was just...
Get to the gym.
Okay.
Because he shits a lot, doesn't he? Said that a couple of weeks ago.
That's true.
First, Adam, now Tanvir, you both have a missus, and I know when you talk about these things, both of you almost relight the flame inside your soul that once existed as a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, 100%.
Or whippersnapper.
I live vicariously through, before Adam.
Tanvir, I don't spend much.
Vicariously. I have probably lots of words. less so with Tanvir, because I don't get to speak to him as much because I don't work here anymore.
True. But when you hear the sweet sound of success from the man behind the camera or a returning email from a fellow young man, that flame is relit inside your body. Yeah. And the success of another male fills you up with pure joy. And that feeling of being proud, like a father who gets his son some for the first time. Sorry, beep it, please. They call it Flames Advice because it relights the flame in all of us. More of that, please. Love the podcast.
Love
Incorrect.
It.
Incorrect. It's Flav and James.
What did he say?
He's saying it's relighting the flame, that's why we call it flame.
It's very good though, I like what you've done there.
That. I did enjoy that.
And it is exactly that thing.
Now.
I can't fling it about anymore. I've got a girlfriend. A fiancé. Not a girlfriend and a fiancé.
Yeah, just to be clear.
Be clear.
Just together. So, do you want erectile dysfunction update or bagel guy update?
Let's go
first.
Bagel guy, because we need closure.
We need closure, we were hoping for closure.
Where were we at?
Right. So, God, very quick recap. I'll do it as quick as I can. Let's see if we can do it in one breath. No. Bagel guy, he was going to this bagel place. He wasn't a bagel guy before the bagel thing. an actual guy, Vitox. Vitox was going to this bagel shop and this girl was giving him extra schmear. Remember?
Schmear on a bagel.
A lot of schmear on this bagel, and he was excited about that, but he was also excited about the girl who was offering up the schmear.
She's a pretty girl.
She was a pretty girl, and he wanted to get with her. He was like, should I ask her out? How do I do it? Flav said, give him the eyes. He was like, okay. So he like then tried to kind of talk to her and said, oh, should we go for a coffee sometime?
Yeah.
She said, I get coffee free here.
Yeah.
Oh no, he said, can I buy you a coffee? She said, I get coffee here. Bit awkward. No, we were like, don't be, you know, go again.
It's not over.
Don't worry about it, go for it again. Then met her in a car park. Sounds bad, it's not middle of the day. And they really hit it off. But then she said, oh, I've got a friend who you'd really like. And he said, oh no, but actually I like you.
Yeah.
And she was like, and it was a bit awkward.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you're creepy.
Since then, we said, well, you said, Flav, very bravely, go for it again.
Yeah.
I was blown by that romanticism and I jumped on board. I spoke to Rory the week after. Rory said, you're losing your mind here. You've got to let it go, as did a few of the people in the comments. Some other people got behind it.
Mm.
But Vitalks then went quiet over the Christmas period because he was going away for the Christmas period and New Year's. Mm. So he said, oh, look, we'll see. I might have one last crack at it. And we hadn't heard from him for a few weeks and thought that was it. But Vitalks has updated.
My guy.
Hashtag bagel guy. Hashtag final update. Hashtag flames. Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. And I hope everything has been going well with you.
Very nice.
Very nice. A lot has happened since I went on my 3-week vacation in late December. Getting to the point, over the holidays, I decided not to keep chasing after her, brackets Cindy, aka Bagel Girl, and decided to find myself a new breakfast place when I came back and joined office on the 14th of this month. I thought enough is enough, and she is obviously not interested in me and has been putting me off in a subtle kind of way.
Oh.
Caps lock. The schmear is gone.
Oh.
But then it happened.
What?
What?
While I was gone, she started talking to my mate from the office.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Brackets.
Is this the prick that he
used to go there with? And
yeah. Who said him. That? Yeah, he said she wasn't fit.
She's not fit and she's not
and
interested
in you. And now she's talking to him.
What's she talking to him about,
what
James?
What a snake.
James, what is she talking to him for?
Let me speak.
Why does she need to talk to him?
I'm trying. Brackets, who hadn't taken time off and was still going for the bagel and coffee breakfast routine.
Snake.
She inquired about me.
Oh!
Plot twist!
Not a snake!
Shit!
My mate told her that I was crazy about her for a while now.
My guy!
Not sure if that's helpful. Mentioned the smear, says smear here. Schmear, I think he means.
Smear.
Smear is something different. Completely different.
She was taken aback now and told her that I don't really like the smear. He's written smear again. I'm gonna replace all smears with schmear, okay? Let's go back a bit. My mate told her that I was crazy about her for a while now, mentioned the schmear and told her that I don't really like the schmear. Brackets, not true. But the thought of me getting extra schmear made me feel happy and special. She passed her number through my mate to me, which he didn't give to me till I was back.
Oh.
Brackets, Cupid bastard wanted to see my expression and stuff.
Oh. That's nice though.
He may be an arsehole, but he is a golden arsehole.
Mate, that is not an arsehole. He sorted you out.
Might want to get smeared.
Yeah.
Well, long story short, the smear is indeed gone, but I now get free bagels.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Oh, yes. We have been on 2 dates till now.
Love that.
One, a dinner date. And
yes!
One, just a bar hopping sort of thing.
Of course.
We have a movie
casual
night.
Casual one, get a few drinks, take her back.
And we've got a movie night this weekend.
Movie night, you know what that means. You ain't watching fucking movies.
Netflix
be some
and chill.
Roaming about.
Be some roaming about.
Things
rolling about.
Yeah.
Yes. My guy, well done. You deserve it. You work for it. And in life, you get what you put in.
Things
you
are
get
going
out what you put in.
Things are going great in general. Thanks everyone for your help, support, and lots of love to everyone.
I am so pleased.
I realise that if it's meant to be, then things oddly fall into place. Even if it doesn't seem that way.
Well, that you're talking bollocks now, mate.
Well, let me just finish.
Because
we're on a nice note.
All right.
We'll all check in I'll check in later to let everyone know how it's going. Cheers. P.S. I met her friend. The one she was trying to set me up with. What? Sweet girl, but she's no bagel girl.
Love that.
Yay.
Love a happy ending.
Just to clear something up there, the bit about what's meant to be falls into place. You made it happen. Things don't just happen. You have to make them happen. And in a way, we made it happen.
We guided him through that storm.
On me. We made it happen.
We made it happen. Us, together. And in a way, we're in a relationship with her as well.
Yeah.
Because without us, you wouldn't have it.
We should be at the wedding.
If you get married, where does he live?
What? I see, New York, I think.
Oh.
New York?
Yeah.
Why not?
Could do New York?
Yeah, we do New York.
Do you not? New York?
Maybe the sponsor could pay us to go there.
Christmas time, New York?
Drive there in a van with Sam. No? Okay.
Mate, that is such good news.
Yeah. Delighted for you, mate.
That isn't the final update. We need to know.
Well, I mean, it's going to tail off now, isn't it? Surely.
All right, then.
Hopefully it all works
out. In a couple of months, just let us know.
It's only bad news, isn't it?
Check in.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Well, no, it's not. It's not. They could go on.
No, it could be great news.
Okay. Yeah.
It's only, I mean, this is the best bit.
Me personally, I hope I don't hear from you on this for a while because it's gone so well.
Yeah, give it 6 months.
All right, erectile dysfunction.
All right, go on. Update us on this one.
So, Super Crunch It. Didn't update last week. Yeah. And he apologises for that. He says,
too
sorry,
busy,
lads.
Was he?
So, sorry, lads, that I did not respond last week. Had a few going-ons at the time and lost track of what really mattered in life.
That's good.
And that being responding to you, lads.
Yeah.
Apologies. Nice. A couple of new things have arose regarding my worrying predicament. However, firstly, I feel as though I should explain what I meant in the last comment about the hands on the head part.
Right.
We took that and rambled.
Okay, so Super Crunch Shit. Very long story. Ups and downs with this girl. Quite literally.
There's
a girl that he would like pull at parties, sorry, kiss at parties,
yeah.
And do bits and pieces, not the whole hog. And then... he had a girlfriend, she had a girlfriend, then they came back after university, I think, and then it looked like it was going to happen because she'd broken up with her fella.
Yeah.
And then he couldn't go the whole hog because the whole hog wouldn't reveal itself.
Yeah, he basically couldn't get it up.
Yeah, but he was discussing things like the kissing technique, and he was saying it was very passionate at times, and he was like he put the hand on the head.
He explained the way he explained it is that he'd like grabs hold of her head like this.
Like that.
Just
stop. What's wrong with you? Can you be a little bit more romantic?
Filter, please. Unbelievable.
I dread to think. Like, you're talking about someone's daughter. And then he grabbed her head. This guy kisses, Super Crunch It, kisses his girls like this.
Yeah. I always thought it was like that.
No, it was both hands on the skull.
Right. Lovely. Where is it?
You go on, you have to explain.
At Everton Head Park, as you boys certainly had a laugh off of the idea of grabbing some skull in order to kiss them. In short, I'm not totally sure what I meant by it, so I think your description may have to be the one that sticks. Another thing is about the erectile dysfunction.
Right.
Certainly not embarrassed by it, as nobody should be. Hold on. But the fact is, it was only that one off, which makes me feel a lot better, as trying to slot in a limp schlong is no easy task.
No, thumbing it in is not a noble answer.
Thumbing it in.
I mean, is that possible?
No. I don't think so. I mean, what would be the point? It would be literally pointless.
Yeah. Literally pointless.
Yeah, just thumbing literally in a flaccid winky.
Like, it's like one of those, you know those, do you remember those like you fill with water and they'd like... rubber things, and they'd like...
Yeah, I know what you're about.
You know what I'm talking about? More importantly, the update on myself and Shelley. Mm. We were out together on New Year's Eve, and we were having a good evening with each other, brackets, and our other friends as well. Your reply to my flames advice did not happen until after New Year's Eve, yet the original comment was made before, so if that makes sense. So by the time you replied, the events of the New Year had already occurred, and trust me, I'm not having a dig at you for your time management skills as I was late when I reply. So... we're all out together, pretty pissed up. We're all down the square for the New Year's Eve countdown. And that's when it happened. We kissed as the clock struck midnight. No? Not impressed
with? Well, he kissed her before.
Yeah, he's done this already.
Yeah, but he kissed her again. He hadn't kissed her again.
Right.
Since the last time, since it'd gone limp. A lot of time's passed.
Okay, so he's got
can he get it up now?
Okay, wait. As the clock struck midnight, it was just like a Disney movie, picturesque. I mean, no tongue or hands on head was involved, but it still gave me a semi-rod on.
Oh.
Lovely. After this, nothing occurred.
Right.
Wow. We just went to the club until the early hours of the night, dancing with one another throughout the whole evening. Yet I never had the balls to get with her this time. Weirdly though, I was planning on staying at hers this evening as I lived out of town. Nothing romantic or sexual, as she also had a female friend round, unless that meant a threesome. I fucking wish, he says. Instead, I got so roused, I ended up getting a taxi all the way back to my place, which is about 30 minutes away, thinking nothing of it, only telling my mates that were at the taxi rank that I'm off. I left. Only halfway into the journey, I received a phone call from Shelley crying down the phone with anger, screaming, "Where am I? Where am I?"
Sorry.
What's this is name? On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, right? No, I understand.
I don't remember the full conversation, but I know she was livid about me not staying. Surely she wasn't upset about me not being with her at home after what happened with Mr. Limp last time.
Of course she was upset. She wants to be
She just
with
wanted
you.
To tell scary stories. Chill around. Mm. Kill the vibe.
Anyway, 3 weeks later, we haven't really spoken or seen each other, so I'm a bit lost right now, as I really can't bring myself to just randomly message her about
it's not random.
Us.
It's not randomly, is it?
As I know full well that it would go straight into a group chat, etc., and I'd get ripped.
What do you mean you go straight into a group chat?
Well, because she's part of their friendship group.
Yeah, but so he's gonna ring her up.
Well, lads, I believe this.
Look at this prick.
He only said that.
You know when I screamed at him at New Year's Eve? Well, he's only going to fucking apologise. Look at him, what a wanker. Yeah.
Or just, if he's scared of being put in a group chat, just call her.
Call her, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary, isn't it?
No. Nah. Call her up and just say, look.
Very brave.
I really like you. I was really drunk. I got in the cab. Honestly, don't know what I was doing. But I didn't want to embarrass myself again. I felt embarrassed.
And but she would have been upset because she wanted to do something.
This is the truth. Yeah, and she's like probably upset because she definitely wanted to have another go at it. But the truth is, you got to just say, look, I have feelings for you. I want to be with you. Can we give it a go? Can we go out for a drink, just me and you? And if she says no, then it was never going to happen. And you could just move the fuck on. But not calling and not texting, you're acting like a child right now. It's been 3 weeks.
I don't think you need to call or text her right now. I think you're fine. I think she likes you, that's clear, right? You had a little awkward moment, but...
This is terrible advice.
No, wait. Hear me out.
What do you mean?
Hear me out.
You're about to give some shit advice.
You're saying, what do you mean? Yeah, let me speak. Whose podcast is this?
Yours.
Thank you. I'm saying that she's in your group of friends, right? So there's going to be another night out. There's going to be another moment where you've had a few drinks. There's going to be another house party. There's going to be loads and loads of those.
I don't agree.
Wait, I'm not finished.
All right, sorry.
There's going to be loads of those. So although it feels a bit awkward right now, you are going to see her again. And when that happens, what you should really take from this is the fact that she likes you. The fact she got angry. Why did she get angry? The reason she got angry is because she likes you. Okay? She might be thinking, she might be a sweet girl who's got some insecurities as well. So she might be thinking, oh, he doesn't want to stay at mine because of last time, like she's done something wrong. So actually what you need to look at is, I wouldn't make that a big thing. I don't think you need to call her and do all that stuff. I think you can wait, be patient, and it's there for the taking. I don't think you need to touch on that.
I think he's ringing and go, just the place stunk, I couldn't sleep there.
No, I do feel like he needs to call her, but I don't think he needs to wait that long.
Just a stench.
Yeah.
I mean, you're all right. We were at the... thing is, on New Year's
off
Eve...
Off meat.
Yeah.
Off meat.
The good thing was, because it was New Year's Eve and we were at the square, we were outside. Very different.
But we got inside and you stuck. No, listen, I'm joking. You've done all that. You've done all the waiting, going out, kissing, done all that shit. Ring her up, tell her how you feel. Guarantee you, you'll be in a relationship with her by the end of the week.
Yeah, the longer he waits, the more it's building up in his head. And then his penis might not work again the next time he goes there.
Listen, what did we just say about Bagel Guy? Go forth, seize and claim. Not claim.
Claim.
Go forth. And prosper. Go forth and prosper. Just guarantee, this is how I feel. Look, not fucking about. You like me, I like you. Let's not fuck piss about it anymore. I'd love to take you out for a drink, just me and you, and then take you home. For a quick.
I don't think you need to. I think you can be clear from now on moving it forward, but I don't think you need to make a big thing about calling it.
Okay.
Okay.
Just my
thoughts. About, is this
we've
it,
all
is
got
it,
the same advice. We've all got the same advice. But yeah, I mean, just wrap it up then.
Are we done?
Doing. Mate, what have you done? You've turned the mic off as well.
Oh, right, don't put it back on.
Well, you've ruined that now.
Go on, wrap it up.
I'm so... I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. Right. Yeah, sorry about that. Well done, Bagel. Get out the way.
You know exactly
in the shot. Bagel guy, congratulations. Super crunch it. Good luck. There's other flames advice. We'll try and get to that next week. Let us know what you want us to talk about doing? In the comments. Please like the show. Subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe to Ball Street, and yeah, just get behind the podcast. We'll see you next week, and hopefully he'll be in a better mood.
Good luck, Super Crunch It. I believe in you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff: shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods. All at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.